What, when you say functional crop care, what, how do you define that?
We're defining this as a fourth indication, if you like. So we've created this field as an additional set of research and tool set in addition to herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, where BASF is already pretty successful. We have a lot of established tools in the market. We've noticed that farmers need much more than that to work alongside our conventional crop protection portfolio. So functional crop care is about providing additional tools beyond conventional crop protection to work alongside conventional crop protection.
Can you give me some examples that farmers could relate to that to show them what you're talking about?
Sure, I'd love to do that. So one of the examples is our new urea protection technology called LIMUS, which we bring to the market as early as 2015. One of the challenges for farmers is the behavior of urea-based fertilizers in the field. They are prone to decomposition processes catalyzed, started by enzymes that are ubiquitous in the soil. They are called ureases. And what happens with urea is it's decomposing, it's volatile. So the downside for the farmers is they put valuable money into their fertilizer investment and they lose it into the atmosphere. It doesn't go into the plant. Obviously, that's not wanted. And what we are bringing to the market is a new technology that extends the protection period for urea-based fertilizers. So in other words, the farmers need to worry less about the limitations of technology. They can rely for longer on the fact that urea-based nitrogen will be available for their crop. So in other words, for our customers, what they will see is improved transportation, handling, and application properties for these modern urea-based fertilizers. This is an innovation we bring to the market in 2015.
Is this a new mindset, a new direction that we're going to see BASF, to see the industry go more in this direction?
I absolutely think so. BASF has focused a lot. Crop protection has focused a lot on getting to a more solution-oriented mindset, getting even closer to our customers. And we listen to our customers, our farmers, and they are asking for these solutions. They face challenges regarding nutrient supply for their plants. They face challenges regarding water supply. They face increasing regulatory restrictions for applications of products. So we want to address this, listen, and provide new tools to make their business a little easier. Farmers have become professionals. They are now in a high-tech industry. They know very well what they're doing and they demand more from industry. And I think they also recognize the potential that still there is to make farming more sustainable and to make farming also more successful for themselves.
Do biologicals fit into this area?
Yes, they do fit, and I think they fit very well. We are bringing new biological products to the specialty crop market to work alongside conventional portfolios. As I said, it's a high-tech industry, and farmers need to rely on that whatever technology they apply to prevent their crop from diseases is reliable. So we see a great opportunity in spray programs combining biological and conventional products, and for biologicals, we bring a great deal of flexibility to specialty crop farmers. They face restrictions, for example, in the number of residues. They face restrictions sometimes in terms of pre-harvest intervals, of re-entry intervals, and by biological products we can address these issues, and we see a great innovation potential. We will bring a new product to the market again in 2015 that will have improved application properties, it will have improved application rates, and also we've optimized the storage properties a great deal, so the biological performance after extended periods of storage will be much higher than with existing technologies. We're looking forward to bring this to the market because to our farmers this will mean they can focus on their crop instead of focusing on limitations of technology.
What gets you excited as you look forward to the future with BASF and what BASF can offer farmers who are almost, in addition to being customers, they're your partners mm-hmm. in success. So what gets you buzzed up?
That's a great question. Two things get me buzzed up. It consists of the huge challenge farming is facing. We have now a world population of 7 billion people. We will have a population of 9 billion people already in 2050. And we cannot extend our acreage for farming to that degree. So we have this big task. Farmers us as innovation-based companies to address these challenges, that gets me totally excited, because the task is so huge. And what gets me excited in addition is we have all these ideas around to develop. So we are developing nutrient management technologies, we are developing water management technologies to make farming more successful. We are developing new chemical AIs, new modes of actions. You've seen these examples earlier on with new insecticides we bring to the market, new herbicides we bring to the market, new fungicides. And we have all these biological tools that we can use and bring to the market. I mean, that is totally exciting. If you have the challenge on the one hand and you have enough ideas to answer them in the future.
Any other comments that you have?
I enjoy being in close contact with farmers, and what I really like about this conversation and conversations we have with our customers is if you start that, and that happened to me last night frequently, if you start to talk about fertilizer challenges, about nutrient challenges, you see that farmers are very receptive. They have thought about this, they know what they're doing, and they want to work with us too, and they challenge us as well. So they have become professionals, they expect a very professional support, and this is, I think, what innovation-based companies like BASF can deliver to our customers. So that's something I totally enjoy